Greetings, it's Paige Estrotori here on behalf of Financial Services Online. We're looking back on the industry's week of news in Australia. Let's jump in. In major news last Thursday, the Coalition announced a stirring pledge to slash capital and compliance costs in the insurance sector, a stride towards reducing financial pressures in the industry and bettering consumer access to insurance. Now, the industry currently stands under the cursor of expenses that's over $1 billion. It's a towering figure, and as Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor was keen to outline, optimizing the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority's capital rules stands as the clear solution to fortify both financial stability and investment allure, all while plucking some feathers off consumer expenses. However, Scott Duncan, an actuary, has accentuated challenges like natural disasters that bump up home insurance costs. Capital constraints are crucial, but they don't solve these problems. What we need, the proposal suggests, is a flexible and robust regulatory framework that can spar with liability changes. Moving from the broader to the specific, the New South Wales government has set its sights on banning so-called claims farming, but the Insurance Council of Australia doesn't believe the current proposed legislation goes far enough. The concerns revolve around the draft's somewhat insufficient scope that notably leaves out areas like compulsory third-party insurance and workers' compensation. Legal professional Luke O'Kane underlined that claims farming bloats insurance claims while inflating policyholder premiums. The Insurance Council of Australia propounds the need for a solid, comprehensive law without loopholes that will provide a substantial counter to the growing nuisance of claims farming. Lastly, but by no means least, the Insurance Council of Australia has raised a clarion call for the federal, New South Wales, Queensland, and Victoria governments to step up and commit $30.5 billion to a flood defense fund. This combatant against Australia's surge in flood risks, the council suggests, should be spread uniformly over a decade to boost flood infrastructure, secure properties, buy back flood-prone homes, and take the edge off high insurance premiums. CEO Andrew Hall hammered home the point for government-insurer collaboration as consumers sit on a ticking time bomb of long-term mitigation. Let's hope these campaigns find plasticity and cooperation in the political sphere and establish much-needed financial resilience against natural disasters. That's all for this week's roundup from Financial Services Online. Remember, for more on personal and business insurance, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, I'm Paige Estrotori saying stay safe and stay informed. Thank you for joining us today.